Oh, we got a new, I think we got a Newcastle caller on the line. He's, I think he's protesting as we speak. He's protesting and they're winning. What's it? Who is it? Hey, is that Neil?
Hey, Neil. Right.
So how does it work, Neil, when you're winning and you're protesting? Tell me what happens now.
Well, to be honest, it's a build-up of years and years of rubbish that we've had to put up with, more than just what's happened recently.
Not just Astley? Just, what do you mean?
Not just Astley. I mean, other supporters looking at from other clubs thinking about Newcastle probably think that, I don't know, Geordies are being fickle and complaining about the managers. Now, what they don't understand is we've never had a football club run properly, and I'm talking about boardroom kind of level.
Right.
We've never had, you know, the setup that, say, Manchester United have had or Liverpool have had in the past, or anyone like that. I mean, the one thing I would say about Newcastle is we've never had someone come in and look at what's happened in the past. I mean, Mike Ashley's come in, and he obviously hasn't paid attention to the fact that it's the amount of frustration that's been around just purely from the way things have been run, more than anything else.
He's wanted to sell it from the off.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about him is, to me, he just seems like, he just acts like an addicted gambler. It's just like, right, I'll take a chance on this. I'll only listen to my own, you know, our friend's advice, you know, down the casino or wherever it may be, and all this stuff about, right, we're not communicating with anyone because of the trouble we've got ourselves into in the past. That's all fine and good, but if you're only listening to the same bad advice that made the bad decision that he's already made, you're just going to end up making further bad decisions. The one thing I would like to say, just to put it across to people,
please.
I mean, it's I've basically just stolen someone else's quote. You might recognise it. What is a club in any case? Not the building or directors or the people who pay to represent it. It's not the television contracts, get-out clauses, marketing departments or executive boxes. It's the noise, the passion, the feeling of belonging, the pride in your city, from Bobby Robson.
Wow.
Now, in my opinion, what I want, why I'm involved, got involved in the protest stand in things like Newcastle United Supporters Trust, and have encouraged other fans and other clubs to get involved in their supporters trusts, is purely because no owner has a monopoly on those things. No owner has a monopoly on your money, on your loyalty, on, and unfortunately, in our particular case, Mike Ashley's reliant.
They
on
do,
people's.
Though, Neil. They in a way, they do. You know, that's the point. He is completely in control of your club. He can make whatever decisions he wants.
I tell you what, Neil. The only thing that you could do, it's too late this season because all the season tickets have been sold.
The only thing you can do is
don't buy season tickets next season.
Which is exactly what I'm doing personally. I've already made my mind up about it. Hence the reason why I'm stood outside of St James's Park telling you today. I've just absolutely had enough.
And what do you think? Is there a lot of fans like you who will do that? Because it won't make no difference. If, like, look, for instance, Neil, they're winning now. The fans are all jumping. They're going to be happy. Suppose you win the next
I'll give you an example. Okay, I'll take your point. And I'll be perfectly honest with you. I've had that argument with Newcastle fans. There'll be people in there who will be arguing and probably putting the same point that you've just made across to people. Now, all I would say in response to that is the same person who's made the same bad decision can make the same decision again. Now, sooner or later, it's going to severely, not just him, but bite the club in the arse.
Right.
Now, all I would say is, if we just keep turning up and walking into that ground, paying the money, I'm a big fan of that team, their team spirit, the way they've been playing for their shirts, all the rest of it. But if we keep turning up and doing that, things will never, ever change.